The Old Man Watershed is integral to the communities of Southern Alberta, who rely on it to maintain a healthy ecosystem, provide drinking water, and so much more. With a changing climate, the Old Man has faced challenges around water security. I want to explore what's going on and how to adapt, but I'm coming up dry on this one. Thankfully, I know a few folks who can help quench my thirst for knowledge.
Because floods are natural, droughts are natural, but if we get more of them or more extreme, we need them to have the ability to rebound and respond.
And so that's why fish are such a good indicator, because everything we do in our watersheds inevitably flows by or through a fish. And by their abundance, distribution, or loss, we can tell whether or not we've successfully managed that watershed.
Really, sustainability, protecting the environment and the economy, we really need to start looking at those all together, because the reality of the situation is if we completely degrade our environment, our economy is going to go down with it.
I often tell people I'll take five floods for every drought, because a flood might impact your operation for 2 or 3 weeks, but a drought could be 2 or 3 years, and that's a scarier thought.
If we don't start to make significant social and cultural changes in the way that the watershed is managed and, you know, drawn upon, that the lifestyle that is the kind of normal mainstream lifestyle of city dwellers in Southern Alberta is not going to be sustainable for that much longer.
And so you can see the abundance of connections interrelated to the Blackfoot world and culture. It's not just water. It's more than just water.
Coming soon, I learn all about the Old Man Watershed and why it matters to the communities who depend on it. This is a timely conversation that can't wait for a rainy day, so let's get started.
I'm trying to save the planet, oh, will someone please save me?